This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Among the latest victims of Russia's war in Ukraine, three people killed in an airstrike on a hospital in Mariupol, including a child, say city officials. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The ground shook more than a mile away from the hospital in Mariupol. Much of the front of the building was blown out. The local police chief says Russian invaders committed a grave crime. It is a war crime without any justification. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the strike an atrocity. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thousands are thought to have been killed in Ukraine, both civilians and soldiers, since the war began 2 weeks ago. Washington says Russia might try to use chemical or biological weapons in Ukraine. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
The Biden administration is warning that Russia might escalate its attack on Ukraine with the use of biological or chemical weapons. The administration says Russian assertions this week that Ukraine is running chemical and biological weapons labs supported by the United States could be laying the groundwork for such an attack. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
The Russian accusations are absurd. They're laughable.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
The foreign ministers from Russia and Ukraine are meeting today in Turkey. The House has given a big thumbs up to legislation that would ban Russian energy imports to the United States. The legislation goes to the Senate now. By the way, the price of gas shot up 6 cents overnight. Gas is $4.31 a gallon this morning. That's according to the AAA. You've noticed those prices going up lately. Well, a new report from the government today is expected to show that consumer inflation increased 7.9% in February, compared with 12 months earlier. That would be the biggest such increase since January of 1982. This is AP News. Actor Jussie Smollett learns his fate today in Chicago. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
More than 3 years after Jussie Smollett told Chicago police he was the victim of a racist and anti-gay attack on a cold, dark street, there will be a reckoning. The question, will the Fire Empire's star be sent to prison? The answer hinges on another question. Will Smollett finally acknowledge that he lied about the whole thing? That's exactly what a jury determined at the end of his trial 3 months ago. And as Smollett returns to that same courtroom, whether he fesses to the crime or not, may make the difference between whether he gets probation or a prison term. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A man who tried to get past border agents in California with 52 lizards and snakes hidden in his clothing has been arrested, say authorities. Some of the species are considered endangered, they say. The man is a 30-year-old U.S. citizen. He was at the San Ysidro border crossing with Mexico. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.